Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. In high school football action last night, game you heard here on KJAN, it was Atlantic traveling over to Council Bluffs to take on Lewis Central, and the Trojans had plenty of opportunities, but came away with no points twice inside the 10-yard line, and that cost them in the football game as Lewis Central gets a 17-10 victory over Atlantic, and pretty much makes Atlantic's playoff hopes very slim here as the season winds down with just two games to go. Winterset was a 46-0 winner over Glenwood. Creston 23-14 over Carroll for a battle in top spot in District 1. And Harlan was a 63-0 winner over Red Oak as well last night. In Class 3A District 2, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic 37-16 over Denison. 2A District 2, Kemper Catholic 59-14 over Otterbord Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove. JSPC 30-0 over Missouri Valley. In 2A District 8, PCM 35-0 over Clarinda. Shenandoah 19-14 over Clark. In Class 1A District 1, Northwest Webster 21-14 over IKM Manning. 1A District play, it was Panorama 47-0 over West Central Valley, and DeWine Christian 34-33 over Nottoway Valley. In Class 1A District 8, Tri-Center 41-6 over Clarinda Academy. Griswold 26-0 over Audubon. Logan Magnolia 42-14 over Underwood, and St. Albert 31-7 over Trainer. In Class A District 7, Guthrie Center 12-7 over Southeast Warren. Class A District 8, Exira EHK 28-21 over AHST, and a comeback win there for the Spartans. A late Nick Peppers touchdown was the sealer for the Spartans. Corning 31-0 over Riverside last night. In eight-man play, it was Adair Casey 50-13 over Lennox. Murray 52-12 over Lamoni. Cam beat East Union 50-6. Mormon Trail beat Ankeny Christian 53-24. Eight-man District 7, Coon Rapids Baird all over Charter Oak Ute 71-0. Arweva 41-22 over Woodbine, and Glidden Ralston top Bowyer Valley 28-22. And in eight-man District 8 play, East Mills beats up on Nishnabotna 79-12. South Page 44-12 over Essex, and Fremont Mills with another big win 59-14 over Sydney, and Stanton 58-14 over Villisca. That's a look at high school football scores from last night. You can catch all those on our website as well. Go to KJN.com and the sports page. In sporting news also last night, ball game that was played for the National League Divisional Series, and Chris Carpenter tossed a three-hitter to outpitch old pal Roy Halladay in a duel for the ages, and the St. Louis Cardinals edged the Philadelphia Phillies 1-0 for the deciding Game 5 of that NL playoff series. The wild-card Cardinals scored in the first inning when Rafael Furcal led off with a triple, and Skip Schumacher followed with a double, and that was all the scoring. The heavily favored Phillies never broke through against Carpenter. Ryan Howard grounded out to end the game and hurt his leg coming out of the batter's box. He limped a couple of steps and then crumbled to the ground as St. Louis celebrated. Niger Morgan did it again for the Milwaukee Brewers, delivering an 8 RBI single in the 10th inning to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-2 in Game 5 and send the Brewers to the NL Championship Series. Morgan grounded a ball up the middle as Diamondbacks closer J.J. Putz tried in vain to stop it with his leg. Carlos Gomez sailed across home plate as a wild throw home went high, and Morgan was mobbed by his teammates near the mound. The Diamondbacks had one more comeback left in them, but they came up short this time, and they're now going home as that sets up that NL Championship Series between the Cardinals and the Brewers. And the AL Championship Series between the Tigers and the Rangers begins today. A person close to the NBA Players Association says the league is refusing to meet with the union unless it agrees to a 50-50 split of revenues. The union is seeking a meeting with league negotiators before Monday's deadline to avoid canceling games, though the latest disagreement makes it even more unlikely that they'll reach an agreement. Commissioner David Stern said the first 2 weeks would be canceled without a deal by Monday. The Minnesota Lynx are the WNBA champions for the first time after completing a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Simone Augustus scored 16 points and Maya Moore added 15 as the Lynx downed the Dream 73-67. Minnesota took control by outscoring Atlanta 19-8 in the third quarter to take a 7-point lead. Big East leaders still aren't sure which schools to invite to their troubled conference. University presidents, chancellors, and athletic directors held a conference call Friday with Big East Commissioner John Marinato to discuss expansion and expected loss of TCU, but those talks didn't lead to any decisions. Baltimore All-Pro defensive tackle Oloti Nagata has been fined $15,000 for lowering his helmet into the back of New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez. Nagata was one of four players that were fined by the NFL on Friday for rough hits. The league also hit Washington linebackers Rob Jackson and Perry Riley with fines, along with Oakland defensive lineman Richard Seymour. The NCAA has suspended Ohio State wide receiver Devere Posey for 5 more games and 3 other Buckeyes for 1 game for taking too much money for a summer job. Offensive lineman Marcus Hall, defensive lineman Melvin Fellows, and last year's leading rusher Daniel Heron will miss 1 more game and must repay benefits after receiving pay for work not performed from booster Bobby DiGeronimo, who has been banned from any further contact with Ohio State athletes. And they are all overpaid a specified amount, with Posey being paid to overpay the most at $728. Posey and Heron already had been suspended 5 games for accepting cash and tattoos from a Columbus tattoo parlor owner. And also another college football news here for you today. Air Iowa is taking its best in the Big Ten passing game to Penn State today. The Hawkeyes offense figures to face its toughest test yet of the season. The Nittany Lions feature one of the country's best defenses, allowing just 250 yards per game. That's especially important given that Penn State's own offense is struggling. Coach Joe Paterno hopes to get more consistent play from his offensive line in the running game, while Paterno appears to be sticking with his 2-quarterback-led passing attack for another week. Iowa is playing its conference opener after a bye last week. They've been just fine through the air behind first-year starter James Vandenberg at quarterback, operating out of the no-huddle and shotgun. The Hawkeyes are 8-1 against Penn State since the year 2000. We'll have that ball game for you this afternoon here on the radio. 12:30 is the pregame and 2:30 kickoff here today from Happy Valley. Also today, forget what had been a potential matchup of 4-0 teams. Number 25 Baylor and Iowa State are both trying to bounce back from losing their Big 12 openers. Baylor and Iowa State are both 3-1 overall and play tonight in Waco. For Robert Griffin and the Bears, his only interception of the season led to a late comeback by Kansas State. The quarterback took the blame for the loss, even though he still has only 2 more incomplete passes than his NCAA-leading 18 touchdowns. Iowa State, on the verge of a possible top 25 ranking, had a mistake-filled 3-touchdown loss at home against 11th-ranked Texas. The Cyclones had 2 fumbles and an interception in the first quarter when Texas quickly went up 13-0 early in that game. And Baylor and Iowa State play tonight. 6 o'clock is the kickoff. That'll be televised on Fox Sports. And also another top 25 college football action today. Another full slate and highlighted by some of these top 25 games. Number 1 LSU is home to take on number 17th ranked Florida. Also number 2 Alabama will face Vanderbilt at home. It'll be number 3 Oklahoma and number 11 Texas battling out at the Cotton Bowl for a Red River shootout here today. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff on ABC. Number 6 Oklahoma State hosts Kansas. It's number 7 Stanford hosting Colorado. Number 8 Clemson will host Boston College. Number 10 Arkansas welcomes in number 15 Auburn. It's Northwestern playing home to number 12 Michigan. It'll be Georgia Tech, number 13, hosting Maryland. Number 14 Nebraska will take on Ohio State and Lincoln today. Also, number 16, West Virginia will take on Connecticut. Number 18, South Carolina is home to take on Kentucky. Number 19, Illinois travels to Indiana. Missouri will be on the road at number 20, Kansas State. Miami will be at number 21, Virginia Tech. Number 22, ranked Arizona State is at Utah. Number 23, ranked Florida State is at Wake Forest. Number 24th, ranked Texas A&M is at Texas Tech tonight. And as we mentioned, Iowa State is at number 25, Baylor here this evening. Other scores from this week, Oregon, number 9th-ranked team in the country, beat up on Cal 43-15 on Thursday night. And last night, it was Boise State all over Fresno State by a score of 57-7. And some scores for you from the National Hockey League last night. Buffalo 4-1 over Anaheim. L.A. was a winner 3-2 over the Rangers. Nashville 3-2 over Columbus. Detroit 5-3 over Ottawa. Tampa Bay 5-1 over Carolina. And Dallas 2-1 over Chicago. That's a check of the latest sports here this 8 o'clock hour on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.